We're in Luke, the 19th chapter, and verse number 28. This is called the triumphant entry into Jerusalem. From 19:28 through 40. But we're going to call this, they saw the face of the King of Glory. They saw the face of the King of Glory. Kai epon tauta eporueto emprosthen ana banon eis Jerusalem. And having said these things, he kept on going in front, in the lead, going up unto, through, and into Jerusalem. Jerusalem means the city of peace, but it was not the city of peace. 29, Kai agento hos egisten, eis Bethphaga, Kai Bethanion, pros to oros to kalumenon, eleon apestelein, dioton matheite, legon hibagete eistein, Karatan nante, komen en he eis porumenoi, uresite, polon, dinamenon, et hon udes, long verse, popote, anthropon, ek thesen, kai lusantes, auton agagete. And it came to pass, or became, as he drew near Bethphage and Bethany, toward the mountain, the one being called Olives, he sent out two of his disciples, his habitual learners, saying, you go into the opposite village, in which, going through for yourself, you shall find a polon, a colt, being tied upon which no one, never a man has sat. And having loosed it, you bring him. Verse 31. Kai on tisimas erota diete luete hutos erete hote ho curios autu carion eke. And if anyone, he may ask you or interrogate you, because why you lose in this manner, you shall say, because the Lord has need of it. The Lord owns a thousand hills with 1,000 cattle on 1,000 hills. Apelthontes de ho apestelomenoi, huron kathos epein autois. And having gone, the ones having been sent, they found just as he said to them. 33. Luon ton de auton ton polon, epon hoi curioi, auto pros autos ti luete ton polon. And loosing them, the colt and his mother, they said, the ones lords of it, belonging to it, the donkey was owned by partners to them, and why do you loose the colt? 34. Hode apon hote ho curios auto creon eke. Now there were about 2.5 million people around Jerusalem at this time. Jews and proselytes from all over the Roman Empire. There was much trading, buying, selling, and going on all around. Many vendors were present, selling food, clothing, and livestock. And evidently this donkey here might have been for sale. I do not know. But it was owned by more than one person. Hoi de pon hote ho curios auto creon eke. And they said, because the Lord has need of it. Has need of him. Kai egagon auton proston esu kai epi rips antes auton ta himataya epiton polon epibiboson ton eson. And they led it. They led him to the Jesus. And having thrown upon them the garments upon the colt, they placed upon him the Jesus. I have trained wild horses in this country right here. I'm going to tell you something. This donkey, of course, they're very gentle donkeys over in those countries. Thousands of years of breeding. The wild donkeys here are rough. But this donkey knew the one that said upon him that he was the Lord of glory. That donkey got to see Jesus, the Lord of glory, his creator. Mm-hmm. That donkey got to see him, and he sure didn't balk. He sure didn't have a fit. He sure didn't shy. He sure didn't do anything. He went right along. Poromenu de auton, he pestronon, ta himation auto ente hodo. And going along for himself, they kept on throwing or strowing and scattering the garments of them. They would take their clothes off and throw them right down in front of the donkey. The King of Glory, they had the eyes, they beheld with their own eyes the very King of Glory, and they were accepting him right now. The garments of them in the road. The Emperor's Road, where a conquering hero or emperor would ride on, entrenched in glory, triumph in the glory. They cleared for him a path that had never been rolled or traveled or before, making his pathway smooth like John the Baptist had spiritually prepared the people. These literally made a new road for him, like Caesar and Antiochus Epiphanes rode into Jerusalem and triumphed. So Christ came in all of his glory riding into the city. Roman citizens were well acquainted with the parades of a conquering Caesar or hero. They knew how to put on the parade, and that's exactly what they did for Jesus. 37. Engizontos de auto ede proste kata besa tu oros ton eleon exanto hapon ta plethos ton matheton. Chirontes anen ton theon phone megalai peri paso hon edon denominion. And having drawing near him already toward the descent of the Mount of Olives, they began for themselves, all the multitude of the disciples, rejoicing, praising the God with a voice great concerning all of which they had seen powerful deeds. Legontes eulogenomenos, ho erkomenos, ho basileos en onomate curio, en urano arenein, kai doxa en hephistos. Saying, having been blessed, the one coming, the King, in the name of the Lord, in heaven, peace and glory to the Most High. Jesus was the Most High God, El Elyon. He was Adonai HaAdonaiim, the King of kings and Lord of lords. 1939, Kai Tenes Ton Padre Sion Apu Oklo Epon Pros Auton Dadaskele Epi Timason Tois Mathete Su. And some of the Pharisees from out of the crowd of 5 to 10,000, they said to Jesus, "Teacher, you rebuke the ones, disciples of you, you rebuke them. You are not the King of Glory." Kai apokrites epan lego himen, ian atoi, seo peisusen, hoi lithoi krasusen. And having answered, caught up in speech, he said to them, "I say to you, if these ones shall be quiet, shall be muzzled, the stones, they shall cry out." Now, when I was in the land of Israel, I got a stone from that very area and I put it in my pocket. Mm-hmm. And I brought it home. Because Jesus said, if they didn't cry out, the stone would cry out. And I wanted one of those rocks that would cry out. 41. We have the triumphant entry of Jesus. They saw the very face and the eyes and the touch and the walk and the movements of the King of Glory. Kaihos egeson idon tain polo eklusen ep aute. Jesus wept over Lazarus. Jesus has wept over the lost mankind. And Jesus has wept over Jerusalem. In AD 70, it would be totally destroyed. Every stone would be turned over to prevent the growth of vegetation. All the trees were cut down and salt was sown in the ground. Salt was an expensive commodity also, but they sowed it to kill. They did not want to have to deal with these insolent people one more time. What an expensive thing to do to take care of the Jewish problem. And as they drew near, having seen the city, he wept over her because of her. 42. Lagon hoti eon ignus en te hemera taute kai si ta pros erenen nin de Ekribe apo apthalmon su, saying, if you only knew the very day, even the things toward peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes of you. It is hidden from the eyes of you. They could have had peace. They could have had glory. But they didn't. The Jews always say, not another Masada, never another Masada. Oh yes, there's been many Holocausts, and there shall be more. Hoti, exousen, hemere, epi, tsi, kai, parem, belusen, hoi, ektroi, su, karaka, soi, kai, perikik, klo, susen, si, kai, sin exousia, see, Pantothen. Because there shall come days upon you, and they shall rise up booby traps. Booby traps. Parim blusen. Booby traps. They booby trap themselves. Pointed sticks in loose dirt. Over in Vietnam, in the Vietnam War, they had many booby traps made out of bamboo. People would fall in the pits and fall and be impaled. They would have poisoned, sharp object that the soldiers would rub against. Mm-hmm. Now the boys over there in the Middle East are being blown up with booby traps. World War II, there were many booby traps. explosive booby traps. My friend Bruce stepped on a booby trap in Vietnam and blew his leg nearly off. The sergeant behind him blew him to pieces. There shall rise up booby traps, the one enemies of you, a rampart to you. And they shall surround you, and they shall press together you on all sides. That meant a dirt wall, a mound will be put up against you. The 10th Roman Legion built a wall all the way up to the Masada, or to Herod's fortress. When they got up there, these Sicarii had killed themselves. They didn't want the Roman soldiers to have glory over them at all. They committed suicide. They committed suicide right here when they didn't accept the Messiah. That was just a furtherance. All through history, Israel, the Jews, have had one Masada after another because they didn't accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. Kai edra fiusen, si kai ta tekna su en su kai uk, afesusen, lithon epi lithon en si anth hon uk. Ignus ton chiron tes episcopes su. They were caught off guard, but not really. Jesus knew exactly the very hour that he was supposed to ride into Jerusalem. And they knew the hour that he was supposed to ride into Jerusalem. They knew the time that he was supposed to be born. They knew where he was supposed to be born. They knew where he was supposed to be raised. He did all the miracles and the powers of the Messiah, yet they did not want to listen. He'll take away of our religion and our nation. Let's kill him. And they shall dash to the ground you and the children of you among you, and not ye shall leave thus one stone upon another among you, because not you knew the season of the visitation of you. That word there, episcopes, that means to look over. You've been caught off guard. The inspecting general has come, and you weren't ready. Israel lost all of her privileges because of her negligence of the ministration of the kingdom of God. And Titus and Hadrian Caesar accomplished this by AD 130. They were conquered in 70 and they were carried throughout the world. Kai aselthon aste heron exato ekbalen tus polontes. And having entered into the temple area, he began to cast out the ones selling. We talked about this. The ones selling. He said, you have made my house a house of merchandise, a den of robbers and thieves. Legon autois gegrapta. Kai este ho oikos mu oikos prosukes emes de auton. Epois esate spelon leiston. Saying to them, it has been written, and it shall be the house of me, a house of prayer. But ye, it, you have made a cave, a hole in the wall, gang of highwaymen, killers, and thieves, and robbers. The hole-in-the-wall gang, the cowboys, that descended upon Tombstone area, Arizona, so many years ago, and the Earp brothers and Doc Holliday straightened that mess out. Jesus will ride every one of them down just like old Wyatt Earp did. Ride them all down. And he'll use the Roman Empire, he'll use Hitler, he'll use all the nations in the world for 2,000 years to bring Israel back to him. Kai Andid Askon, To Koth Hemeron, En To Oron Hoide, Akiras Kai Ho Gramates. Exeton Auton Apolese Kai Hoi Protoi Tu Loon. And he continued teaching according to each day in the temple. And the ones high priests and the ones scribes, they kept on seeking him to kill him. Seeking a way to kill him. And the ones leaders of the people. The last verse now, number 48. Kai uk yuriskon to ti poiesusen ho laos gar hapas exekre mato auto akuon. And not they kept on finding what they might do, the people. For all the people kept on hanging out around him, listening to him. And they were upset. He was taking away their glory. He was taking away their thunder. Let's read this now from verse number 28 onward. And after saying these things, Jesus went on ahead of them, going up to Jerusalem. And when they came to Bethpage and Bethany at the mount called Olives, he sent two of his disciples, telling them, go into the village yonder. And there as you go in, you will find a donkey's coat, and tied on which no man has ever yet said, loose it and bring it here. If anybody asks you, why are you untying it, you shall say this, because the Lord has need of it. So those who were sent went away and found it, as he had told them. And as they were loosening the colt, its owners, it was owned by at least two people, why are you untying the colt? And he said to them, the Lord has need of it. And they brought it to Jesus, and then they threw their garments upon the colt, and Jesus sat upon it, just as Zechariah 9:9 would say. Had prophesied. And they rode along, and the people kept spreading the garments in the road. 2 Kings 9:13 tells you about the glory road. And he was approached the city, descended the Mount of Olives, and the whole crowd of disciples began to rejoice and to praise God, extolling him exultantly and loudly for all the mighty miracles and works of power that he had witnessed, and crying, blessed and celebrated praises be the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven. That is freedom from there, from all distress and all experience as a result of sin. And glory and majesty and splendor in the highest in heaven, according to Psalm 118 and verse 26. And some of the Pharisees from the throng said to Jesus, teacher, reprove your disciples. And he replied, I tell you that if these were muzzled and kept silent, the very stones would cry out. Habakkuk 2 and verse 11. And when he had approached, he saw the city, and he wept audibly over it, exclaiming, would you had known personally, even at least in this very day, the things that make for peace and freedom from all the distresses that are experienced and result of sin, upon which your peace, that is your security and safety, and prosperity and happiness depends. But now they are hidden from your eyes. For a time is coming upon you when enemies will throw up a bank with pointed stakes about you and surround you and shut you up in every side. Isaiah 29:3, Jeremiah 6:6, and Ezekiel 4:2. And they will dash you down to the ground, you Jerusalem, your children within you, and they will not leave to you one stone upon another. All because you did not progressively to recognize and to know and understand from observations and experience and miracles the time of your visitation. They were responsible for it. These men were leaders were responsible to see the Messiah. That is when God is visiting you, and in time which God allowed and showed himself graciously toward you, and offered you salvation through the Messiah, the HaMashiach. Then he went on into the temple enclosure and began to drive out those who were selling. Now what he did here, he was taking over his kingdom. He had become the king now. He rides in on his triumphant entry, and he is the King of glory, and they are seeing the very face of the King of glory, telling them, it is written, my house shall be a house of prayer, but you have made it a cave of robbers. Isaiah 56 and verse 7 and Jeremiah 7:11. And he continued to teach day after day in the temple, porches and courts. And the chief priests and scribes and the leading men of the people were seeking how to put him to death. But they did not discover anything that they could do, for all the people hung upon his words and stuck by him. Our Heavenly Father, we send this message out. Father, we know the Jews have rejected your Son, and they paid greatly upon it. And I pray that each and every one of them somehow will hear your word. And I know that two out of every three of them are going to be killed in that tribulation period because they have rejected you. Millions of Jews have died through the years because of that. But I know that you have a promise for them. You have a place in your economy. And I know you'll protect them, those that will believe. And I pray for those believers that are listening to this message this day, this night. Father, touch their hearts with it. The King of Glory did come. They saw his face. They rejected him. And they murdered him. Father, that murder is upon all of our hearts and all of our hands, because we are all sinners. Forgive us, for we fail you. Forgive me, please, for I fail you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.